GOP investigators threatened Hunter Biden with congressional testimony if he withholds leaked court docs. By Wendell Hasebo on September 7, 2023. Republican House investigators threatened Hunter Biden with testifying before Congress if he refuses to provide leaked court documents about his defunct plea deal with U.S. Prosecutor David Weiss, according to a letter reviewed by Breitbart News. In a Wednesday letter from House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, RKY, Judiciary Chair Jim Jordan, RO, and Ways and Means Chair Jason Smith, RMO, to Hunter Biden's legal representatives, the Republican chairman demanded the information, given the documents were leaked to the New York Times and Politico, thereby negating any alleged duty of confidentiality. Given that these disclosures have been made to two media outlets and this information has been widely publicized, no basis exists to withhold these documents and communications from the committees, including on the basis of any purported duty of confidentiality, work product, or other privilege interest, the chairman wrote. Should you refuse to provide the committee with the requested information because of any purported privilege, the committee may need to seek testimony from you and/or Hunter Biden regarding the disclosure of these documents and communications, they added. The Times published an article on August 19 that revealed the Department of Justice, DOJ, planned to let Hunter Biden off the hook without charges, until two whistleblowers came forward to expose political interference in the investigation. The report also said that not only did the whistleblowers' testimony stop the cover-up, but that Hunter Biden's lawyers demanded the DOJ prosecute the whistleblowers for speaking out against his special treatment, which would be a violation of President Joe Biden's promise to protect whistleblowers. In a separate leak on the same day, according to a 32-page memo obtained by Politico, Hunter Biden's lawyer threatened the DOJ in October 2022 with putting Joe Biden on the stand as a fact witness in the event of a potential Hunter Biden trial. The information contained in these articles reinforces serious concerns regarding whether the department has handled the case involving the president's son in an impartial manner, the lawmakers wrote. There are a limited number of people who would have had access to these documents and communications discussed in these articles, and based on the narrative set forth in these pieces, the committees believe it is highly likely that these materials were provided by or at the direction of the Biden legal defense team, the letter continued. In August, Hunter Biden's plea deal broke down upon scrutiny from the judge, throwing a wrench into the agreement Weiss and Hunter Biden had crafted. The agreement afforded Hunter Biden the ability to plead guilty for not paying taxes on over $1.5 million in income in 2017 and 2018, receiving probation rather than jail time. In addition, Weiss devised a separate diversion agreement that gave Hunter Biden immunity from potential future charges, including a provision to essentially wipe a felony gun violation from his record. Lawyers for Hunter Biden tried to argue that terms of the diversion agreement within the plea deal remain intact. The lawyers also contended that Weiss should abide by the irregular deal, claiming the government reneged on a previously agreed-upon plea agreement. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.